Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Some colors are so well known to be associated with a particular brand, a particular source of products or services, that the color alone is registered with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Some well-known examples are the color brown from UPS for delivering packages, the robin's egg blue of Tiffany's jewelry, and you always see their packaging, their bags, their store displays consistently use this color, and it's quite well known in the field of jewelry. T-Mobile uses a particular shade of pink or magenta, not only in their logo, but in lighting and marketing and consistently throughout their services, that T-Mobile has protection for that color. Now, that doesn't mean that nobody else can use that color. That doesn't mean that nobody else can use that color as part of a logo or as part of a trademark. What it means is that they have protection in their industry for that color. And they might be able to stop someone from using that color in a significant manner in their same industry. A well-known in the trademark world case involving color trademarks from about 5 years ago involved the Louboutin very high-end women's high-heel fashion shoes and the color red on the sole of those shoes, which is well-known as being the trademark of Louboutin. And Louboutin does have that color registered. They were in a lawsuit with another shoe and fashion company over using shoes that had a red sole. The case ended up getting resolved in that Louboutin retained protection for the color red for the sole, but only where it's in contrast with the color of the rest of the shoe, the body or the top of the shoe. And so they don't own the color red altogether, but they own it for use in that manner for women's high fashion shoes. And so that's another important part of protecting and registering a color is defining the scope of it and defining the nature of it. Another important part in registering and protecting a color is that the application is complicated and that the application will almost certainly require acquired distinctiveness, showing that the mark has become well known if it's going to get real strong protection. And one way that companies do that is by using advertising that points to the color. So a great example of this is that UPS used to use the slogan, they might still use it, of "What can brown do for you?" And so that was a creative way that focused customers to think about the color brown and their services, which thereby helped strengthen the protection in the color brown. That's called look for advertising. And so these are some examples of some colors that are protected and registered as trademarks. But colors come in, no pun intended, all shapes and sizes and colors. Another well-known one, just to leave you with as we close here, is the shade of green used by John Deere tractors, right? They've, for many, many years, always used the same color green. And so John Deere has protection related to that color, but as it relates to farm equipment and tractors, doesn't mean that somebody can't use that color green in their restaurant or with their podcast or with computer supplies. It means that that color green is protected by John Deere in their field of business. So if you have questions about how colors and color protection or other non-traditional marks might apply to protecting your brand and your business, contact me through my website and let's discuss. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.